Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to episode 16 of Twan Top Daily Devotional. Today's subject is going to deal with prayer. I ask that you bear with me one moment while I connect the Facebook audience. Just bear with me one moment. Okay. I hope everybody's having a good day. And just know I love you so much. Okay, so Facebook is telling me it can't go live, so bear with me one moment. It's telling me to check my internet connection, and it is all good, so we're going to try again. Family, bear with me one moment. I'm just going to check my internet connection. Okay. All right. And we're going to get it together here. And I am going to reset for the Facebook family. I want to thank you so much for your patience. Hello, you now. Hello, Tom. God bless you. Thank you so much for watching. Okay, family. So I'm going to take a deep breath and select to go live again with Facebook. So bear with me one moment. This is all live, guys, and you're getting to see the behind the scenes. Sometimes we have technical difficulties, so let's see what's going on. So, okay, so family, unfortunately, Facebook is having technical difficulties, so that's okay. What I'm going to do, exit out of that, and I'm going to see if I can record just the video today. Let me go to something real quick. All right. Okay, so I should be good. And now I'm just going to record some video, and what I'll do is attempt to upload it on YouTube later on. So that's how we're going to get the video. So bear with me one moment. All right. Family, just bear with me one moment. We're having technical difficulties, so let's try it again. Okay. For some reason, it doesn't want to capture video on today. So what I will do is I'm going to try Facebook one more time, and if not, family, we're just going to go with today's show. Let's see. We have Phil and Pox, too. And we're going to go live. All right. So, family, we're unable to go with... We're unable to go live with Facebook. So, just bear with me one moment. Let me try one more time. The camera. Okay. The camera for some reason wants to take pictures, but it does not want to record video. So it's all right, family. What I'll do is I'll just endeavor to record another time. Let's see here. Let's see what that is doing. I'm just going through something else here. All right, so we have what looks like video here, and okay, so we're just going to go with it, and all right, so family, what a morning. I love you so much. Since I have my You Now family, what I'm going to do, family, is I'm just going to, because I don't know about that video right there. So I shut that off. It was, something came up to go to video, and I shut it off. What I may have to do is do a separate recording for YouTube and then just upload that for my Facebook family, since I'm unable to connect on Facebook. So I want to give you guys some shout outs. I see Tom Tom is watching, and the One Identity is watching, and Mr. Talon is watching, aka Chris. Hello, I love you guys so much. So to get into today's broadcast, the topic of the session I'm going to start off with is prayer on today, prayer. And then we're going to get into today's daily devotional, which still centers around prayer and petitions to the Lord. So as I oftentimes like to do is I like to begin each broadcast with the definition. And so prayer. Prayer, according to a traditional definition, prayer is the raising of one's mind and heart to God. The Catechism teaches Christ comes to meet every human being. It is He who first seeks us and asks us for a drink. Jesus thirst, His asking arises from the depths of God's desire for us. Whether we realize it or not, prayer is the encounter of God's thirst with ours. God thirsts that we may thirst for Him. Paradoxically, our prayer of petition is a response to the plea of the living God. Prayer is the response of faith to the free promise of salvation, and also a response of love to the thirst, the only Son of God. In his encyclical, Deus Caritas Est, Pope Benedict XVI said, clearly, the Christian who prays faith does not claim to be able to change God's plan or correct what he has foreseen. Rather, he seeks an encounter with the Father of Jesus Christ, asking God to be present with the consolation of the Spirit to him and his work. Different types of prayer include blessing and adoration, petition, intercession, thanksgiving, praise, and contrition. All right, so that is our definition, our working definition of prayer on today. So now that we've done that, let's get into today's daily devotional. And let's get into our word. So today I am going to be coming to you from the book of Luke chapter 11, verses 5 through 13. So that is Luke chapter 11, verses 5 through 13. And it reads, and this is Father teaching on prayer and then the answer to prayer. And that is beginning at verse 9. So beginning at verse 5, Father teaching on prayer. And he said to them, suppose one of you has a friend to whom he goes at midnight and says, friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread, for a friend of mine has arrived at my house from a journey, and I have nothing to offer him. And he says to reply from within, do not bother me. The door has already been locked, and my children and I are already in bed. I cannot get up to give you anything. I tell you, if he does not get up to give him the loaves because of their friendship, he will get up to give him whatever he needs because of his persistence. The answer to prayer. And I tell you, ask and you will receive. Seek and you will find, knock, and the door will be open to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds, and to the one who knocks, the door will be open. What father among you would hand his son a snake when he asks for a fish, or hand him a scorpion when he asks for an egg? If you then, who are wicked, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? Wow, family. God is a generous God. God is so merciful and so loving. All we have to do, family, is seek after him and ask. Ask, and it shall be given unto us according to our faith, family. So what is it that you are believing God for on today? What are your petitions that are before the Lord? Remember, there is nothing too hard for God. God created it all on today. So I want to encourage you, family, to seek after God. And just like Jesus says here, and I tell you, ask and you will receive, seek and you will find, knock and the door will be open to you. Family, sometimes if the doors are not open for us, God can supernaturally create doors for us to open that no one can shut because he opens them. Do you believe this on today? I want you to feel positive about your position in life. I want you to feel positive and joyful about where you are in God and where and how you are growing in your faith. And know that God sees your petitions and God sees you seeking after him and he loves you on today. Our God is a loving God. He is a big God. And whatever dreams that you have, I want to encourage you to seek and seek after them, but also find a way to put those dreams before God. Put your dreams before God. Put your plans before God. Because God knows the ultimate plan for our life. And let him lead and guide you into all truth, family. And let him open doors for you. And let him shut doors that would not be good for you along the path in which you are destined. Let God be a part of your now and your destiny and your future, family. So seek, family. Seek after God like a deer panteth after the water. Let our hearts pant and thirst after God. And let's knock on his door and say, Abba, Father, hear my petitions, hear my requests. Lord Jesus, I love you so much, and I need your help on today. And I need your help with achieving this goal, this initiative, this metrics, this test, Lord God, that is before me. I need your help on today. Help me, Father, because, family, right here in the Word, it says, ask and you will receive, seek and you will find, knock and the door will be open to you. Do you believe this on today? I believe that I'm speaking with a bunch of believers who believe the word of the Lord, who choose to believe the report of the Lord. I don't care what your circumstances looking like. This word here, family, is sharper than any two-edged sword. And it is piercing with the truth, family. It is our guiding light. It is our instructions for life. So I want to encourage you on today, lay aside every heavy weight and trust God. Trust God on today. Continue to trust him. You're already trusting him. Continue to trust him, and he will bless you. He will bless you. All right, family. So we have read Luke 11, verses 5 through 13. Now I share with you Esther 4:17, and it reads, within your will, O Lord, all things are established, and there is none that can resist your will. For you have made all things, the heaven and the earth, and all that is held within the circle of heaven. You are the Lord of all. Blessed are they who hope in the Lord. This is our responsive reading for today. Blessed are they who hope in the Lord. Blessed the man who follows not the counsel of the wicked, nor walks in the way of sinners, nor sits in the company of the insolent, but delights in the law of the Lord and meditates on the law day and night. Blessed are they who hope in the Lord. He is like a tree planted near running water that yields its fruit in due season and whose leaves never fade. Whatever he does prospers. Blessed are they who hope in the Lord. Not so the wicked, not so. They are like chaff which the wind drives away. For the Lord watches over the way of the just, but the way of the wicked vanishes. Blessed are they who hope in the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Open our hearts, O Lord, to listen to the words of your Son. Blessed are they who hope in the Lord. The Lord is good to those who hope in him, to the soul that seeks him. This is so true, family. So continue to seek God today, and you, because you're already blessed, but you will be blessed even more. Seeking and thirsting after God, that is the way, because he is the way, the truth, and the life. I love you on today. My name is Sister Twan. I am the host and executive producer of Twan Talk, and I want to thank you for joining me on episode 16 of Twan Talk Daily Devotional. I will see you, by God's grace, tomorrow at 10 a.m. And family, I really am going to try to come to you at 10 a.m. tomorrow. By God's grace, I just want to give some shout-outs to Soundblown. I see that you're watching. Chris, I love you. I hope you have a great day today. Tom, I love you, and I hope you have a great day. And One Identity, I love you so much. I want to encourage you guys to become a fan of the show so you'll know when I'm broadcasting live. And also, like the broadcast, let's send the message to the world that there are Christians on You Now that are serious about loving on people and are serious about spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ. I need you, family. I need you now more than ever. Pray for me as I am praying for you. And I ask that you pray for the poor, you pray for the less fortunate, you pray for the widow, and you pray for the children. Whatever you do today, family, pray. I love you so much. I'll see you tomorrow at 10 a.m. Bye-bye. I love you. Bye-bye.